I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Sacramento River Cats. It is game four of a six-game series. The Rainiers are hot. They have won two out of three so far in this series, and they have won 10 of the last 12 overall. And Tacoma is tied in first place with Las Vegas in the second-half standings. The Rainiers trying to earn a playoff spot by winning the second-half title. The winner of the second half will get to play Oklahoma City in the Pacific Coast League Championship Series. So the Rainiers are in the thick of it, tied in first with Vegas, and Tacoma 26-16 in second half play. On the mound today for the Rainiers, left-hander Tommy Malone. Malone 5-1 with a 4.38 ERA. The veteran southpaw will be making his 17th start of the year. He's going to be facing a Sacramento team that is 18 games under 500 on the year, 49-67. But Sacramento has played the Rainiers tough this year in the first 15 games between these two teams head-to-head this year. It's been really close. Tacoma has won eight. Sacramento has won seven. On the hill for the River Cats is their right-hander, Kaiwei Tang. Tang 2-4 with a 4.64 ERA. His one previous start this year against the Rainiers, he recorded a ton of strikeouts, and he has 53 strikeouts in 42 innings this season for Sacramento. So Kaiwei Tang on the hill for Sacramento, Tommy Malone for the Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight here in Sacramento. Larger crowd filing into the ballpark tonight. When we come back on the pregame show, we'll take a look back at last night's Rainiers victory right after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
The Tacoma Red Ears taking on Sacramento tonight. Last night, everything went right for the Red Ears in a 9-0 win. The Red Ears hit three homers. Robbie Tenorowicz had four hits. And the Red Ears pitched their fourth shutout of the year. Kyle Hart going 5 2/3. Zach Muckenhorn, Devin Sweet, and Steven Kolek. Four pitchers on a combined three-hit shutout. Homers hit by Jake Shiner, Taylor Trammell, and Ryan Bliss yesterday. Bliss is his first as a member of the Tacoma Red Ears. So a 9-0 win for the Red Ears last night. The first three games of this series, none of them have been close. Neither of the Red Ears' two wins nor their loss have been close games. All three games blowouts. We'll see if that trend changes tonight or if it continues. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game next.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The Provac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team Provac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Red Ears, who are 63-54 on the year. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off for Tacoma, playing shortstop is Ryan Bliss. Zach DeLoach will bat second. He is in right field. Hitting third, third baseman Jake Shiner. In the cleanup spot, DHing today, Taylor Trammell. Batting fifth and playing left field is Cooper Hummel. Hitting sixth, the center fielder, Adam Engel. Batting seventh and playing first base is Robbie Tenorowicz. Hitting eighth, second baseman Riley Unroe. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Pedro Severino. On the mound, Tommy Malone. Malone's 5-1 with a 4.38 ERA. Well, the Sacramento Rivercats are 49-67 this year. They are the San Francisco Giants AAA club. Their manager is Dave Brundage. Leading off for Sacramento, playing right field, is Bryce Johnson. Batting second, the center fielder, Luis Matos. Hitting third, shortstop, Tyler Fitzgerald. In the cleanup spot, second baseman, Casey Schmidt. David Villar hits fifth. He's at first base. Batting sixth and doing the catching is Joey Bart. Armando Alvarez hits seventh. He is at third base. Hitting eighth, left fielder Jackson Reitz. And batting ninth, designated hitter Ricardo Henavez. On the mound, Kaiwei Tang. 2-4 with a 4.64 ERA. The umpires, Cody Oakes has the plate. He's the crew chief, Dane Ponczak at first, and Matthew Bates at third. It's Tacoma and Sacramento, game four of the series. That'll do it for the pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Sutter Health Park, where we're about ready to start this one. Wrapping up his warm-up pitches is Kaiwei Tang. And Tang wearing his Giants orange today. The Rivercats have some alternate jerseys that are that bright orange that the San Francisco Giants have as one of their main colors, and the Rivercats are decked out in their orange today. Tang, the righty, is he's from Taiwan and has been pitching in the United States since 2018. And this is his first season of AAA ball. He actually began the year with the Giants AA team in Richmond, was a midseason promotion to AAA. He's ready to face Ryan Bliss, and the first pitch of the game is on its way, and it's called a strike, and we have begun. Tang, 24-year-old righty, 6'4", listed at 260 pounds. And the pitch to Bliss is a swing and a miss. Bliss has now played in 14 games, this being his 15th since joining the Rainiers, getting traded over to the Mariners organization at the deadline. He's hitting .233, one homer, 11 runs batted in. Hit his first homer here last night. 0-2 pitch from Tang is swung on and fouled back. And it is still 0-2. Bliss and the Rainiers in the navy blue jerseys today with the gray pants. 0-2 the count. And the pitch is called. Strike three, 95-mile-per-hour fastball, and Bliss goes down looking, and that's the first out of the game. Ryan Bliss strikes out, and that'll bring to the plate to Zach Deloach. Deloach hitting .293 with 18 homers. .398 on base percentage, left-handed hitter. And the pitch is swung on, grounded sharply, foul on the first base side. Nice sunny day here in Sacramento, and much more pleasant today than the three previous days that the Red Ears have been here this week. Temperatures today maxed out right around 90 degrees, and it was actually really nice here. Wandered around downtown in the afternoon. 0-1 pitch on its way. And it is a ball. Just missed, and that's being challenged by the River Cats. We're using the challenge system today, and that pitch appeared to be right down the middle. The umpire called it a ball, and the Sacramento catcher, Joey Bart, asked for a challenge, and he wins the challenge. It was indeed a strike. So a good challenge for Sacramento and their catcher, Joey Bart, and they win it. And Deloach is in a hole. No balls, two strikes. Here's the next pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-2. We'll be using the challenge system for the rest of this series. The human umpire, in this case Cody Oaks, calls the pitches. The players can ask for a challenge and go to the automated system for a final verdict. But once a team is wrong on three challenges, they're done for the game. Deloach hits one in the air to right, and this is struck well. Back is Johnson at the track. He makes the catch on the warning track. And that's the second out at the top of the first. Deloach gave it a ride to right, but it lands in the glove of Bryce Johnson. Two down for Jake Shiner. Shiner hitting .251 with 27 homers, which is tied for the league lead with the slugger for Salt Lake, Trey Cabbage. And Shiner drove in his 90th run yesterday, which leads the league. And he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Shiner having a great year in his first AAA campaign. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch coming. And it is down and in, ball three. Shiner checked his swing in time, according to the first base umpire. Correction on the count, it's two balls, one strike. And the pitch is a breaking ball inside, ball three. 3-1 now to Shiner. One pitch coming, swing and a miss at a fastball, 93 miles per hour. Tang, they say, has some deception in his delivery that makes his fastball appear as if it's being thrown harder than it is. And he's got pretty good velocity, 93, 95 on the gun, but scouts who have seen him say that it plays up. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a cutter. And Shiner strikes out on the full count pitch. And that wraps up the top of the first. The Red Ears go in order with a couple of strikeouts. So the Red Ears do not score the top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first. It is Tacoma nothing. Sacramento coming to the plate.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
Well, the Rainiers go down in order at the top of the first inning, and now the Sacramento Rivercats come to the plate in the bottom of the first. On the mound today, Tommy Malone. And Malone making his 17th start, 5-1 with a 4.38 earned run average. This will be his second start of the year here at Sutter Health Park. He pitched here on July 19th. On a very hot day, in a day game, and he allowed two runs in four innings. Got no decision in a game the Rainiers won. Here's his first pitch to Bryce Johnson, and it is hit high in the sky to center, but playable. Adam Engel's out there, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the first. Johnson flies out to center field. And now Luis Matos is the batter. Malone working with Pedro Severino behind the plate. Severino catching his fourth straight game now that Brian O'Keefe's in the big leagues. And Malone's pitch to Matos is called a strike, 0-1. On the infield today, Robbie Tenorowicz is at first. Riley Unruh at second. Ryan Bliss is the shortstop and Jake Shiner at third. 0-1 pitch inside, 1-1. Outfield is Cooper Hummel in left, Engel in center, and Deloach in right. One ball, one strike to Matos, the 21-year-old outfielder, and this pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Two-one delivery, swung on and hit in the air to shallow center. Engel comes in and makes the catch, and there's out number two. Matos flies out to Engel at center field, and two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning for Tyler Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald hitting .288, 15 homers, 53 runs batted in. Here's the pitch from Malone, and it is a breaking ball in there for a strike. We're just underway, bottom of the first inning, no score. 0-1 pitch to Fitzgerald, swung out and fouled back. And the count goes to 0-2. Malone, the lefty from Saugus, California, down in Southern California, not particularly close to where we are in Sacramento. Good 6-hour drive away as the pitch misses for a ball, 1-2. Next pitch down low, two balls, two strikes. Malone played college baseball at USC before beginning his pro career in 2008. 2-2 pitch is low, and the Rainiers thought it was a strike, so Tacoma calls for a challenge. Severino asks for a challenge. He was a step into the dugout when the pitch was called a ball, and he wins the challenge. It was indeed strike three, so each team wins a challenge in the first. Fitzgerald gets rung up by the automated ball strike challenge system. That wraps up the bottom of the first inning. Three up, three down. Malone strikes out one. We go to the second. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
No score after one inning of play here at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, where we now go to the second inning. Taylor Trammell to start things off for the Red Ears against Kaiwei Tang. Tang looking in for the signals from Joey Bart. Now he comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it is taken up high and outside for a ball, 1-0. This is game four of the series. The Red Ears will be here through the weekend in Sacramento and then back home to start a 12-game homestand on Tuesday at Cheney Stadium. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike to Trammell. Trammell blasted his 16th home run of the season here last night. Tang with a 1-1 on its way. And it swung on and grounded foul first base side. Out in front of a breaking ball. 1-2 now. So, yeah, 12-game homestand starts on Tuesday. We'd love to see you out at Cheney Stadium. It's a big series. The Red Ears are playing Las Vegas, who they are at this moment tied in first place with in the second half standings. It'll be the final series of the year between the two teams. The sixth gamer starts on Tuesday. Runs through Sunday. 1-2 to Trammell. Outside, two balls, two strikes. You can check out TacomaRainiers.com for all the game times, upcoming schedule, promotions, ticket information, everything you need. 2-2 pitch. Inside, ball three. Trammell has worked to full count. Payoff pitch on its way, and it swung on and tapped foul first base side. And the Rainiers first base coach, Ty Kelly, picks up the loose baseball and throws it into the seats. Now the pitch is high, ball four. It's a leadoff walk. Trammell heads down to first base. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel, switch hitter, will bat left-handed, batting .248 with four homers, .412 on base percentage. And the pitch is popped up behind third, and back goes Alvarez down the line towards foul territory, and it lands in foul territory untouched. And it's simply a foul ball and a strike to Hummel. Right here's face Tang once earlier this year, July 21st, here in this ballpark. And in that game, he went 3 2/3 innings and struck out 9. But the Red Ears did get 2 runs off of him. Oh, one pitch, swing, and a miss, strike 2. Interesting to note that the players who got the big hits against Tang nearly a month ago aren't on the team anymore. Mark Mathias and Mason McCoy. No longer in the Mariners organization. Both traded. 0-2 pitch is high. 1-2. So 1-2 to Hummel. Trammell with a pretty modest lead at first, being held on by VR. 1-2 pitch, swing, and a miss, strike 3. Got Hummel out in front of a changeup, and that is the first out in the second inning. Strikeout number 3 for Tang. And now Adam Engel will be the batter. Tang, 24-year-old righty from Taiwan, with his pitch to Engel, and it is in for a strike, going 1. The Minnesota Twins signed Tang when he was 18 years old. Signed him to a $500,000 bonus coming out of high school in Taiwan, as here's a pitch inside. And he pitched in the low minors in their system, and then he got traded for the major league reliever Sam Dyson at the deadline in 2019, and he was an A-ball when that happened. 1-1 pitch to Engel, fouled away, 1-2. Interestingly, Prelander Baroa was also in that deal. Baroa, originally signed by the Twins, was also an A-ball, traded to the Giants, and then the Giants later traded Baroa to the Mariners for Donovan Walton. One, two pitch, no, a toss to first, and back in standing up is Trammell. Baroa made his major league debut with Seattle earlier this year and is currently in the bullpen for AA Arkansas. Tang with a 1-2 pitch on its way to Engel. Up high with a fastball. 2-2. Two-two pitch coming to Engel. And it is popped up on the infield to the right of the mound. Here comes VR, the first baseman, in front of the mound. He makes the catch. Engel is out. Trammell has to hold at first base. And now Robbie Tanerowitz is the batter. Tanerowitz had a big game last night. 4 hits. 3 singles and a double. Liners all over the place, including to the opposite field. Tang with the pitch to Tanerowitz, and it is in there for a strike. Oh, and one, the count to the Red Ears first baseman. He was playing in his 18th AAA game of the year. He spent most of the season at AA Arkansas. Takes up high for a ball, 1-1. The 4 hits yesterday got his Tacoma batting average over the Mendoza line up to .203. He had been in a real funk for a couple weeks, but has certainly broken out of that now with 8 hits in his last 17 at-bats. Next pitch, hit in the air, foul, out of play on the first base side. So a ball and 2 to Tanerowitz. Now a pickoff move to first, and they got him. They pick off Trammell. Tang stepped off, fired to David Villar, and they caught Trammell off the base. And that is the final out at the top of the second inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Casey Schmidt to start things off for the River Cats. The Red Ears have Tommy Malone on the hill. And Schmidt, right-hand batter, has been swinging a hot stick this series. And the first pitch from Malone is a breaking ball outside, ball one. Schmidt hitting 303 in 41 games for Sacramento with 3 home runs, 2 of them hit this week against Tacoma. The 1-0 pitch to Schmidt is popped up behind first. Tenero, it's out into right field. Over comes Deloach. The ball falls in fair territory and then bounces up into the stands in foul ground down the right field line. That's a ground rule double. So Schmidt with a bloop ground ball, ground rule double to get things started for the River Cats here in the second. That's the first hit of the game for either team. Just a little flare. It fell in no man's land down the right field line. Shallow. Had spin on it. It bounced off to the right into the seats. So here's VR with a man in scoring position. Malone's pitch is pulled on the ground foul, third base side. There's strike one. VR hitting 278 with 10 homers in 47 games. And the pitch is hit sharply on one hop to short. Bliss fields it and fires to first for the out, and one man's gone in the bottom of the second inning. And Schmidt had to hold at second base. So one down, and now Joey Bart is the hitter. Bart batting 238 in 45 games for Sacramento with 5 homers. Has a 6-game hitting streak coming into this one. Malone checks the runner at second, and the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch coming from Malone is a fastball inside. 2 balls, no strikes. So the 2-0 pitch coming to Joey Bart, and it is called a strike. 2-1 now. Now this pitch is swung on, grounded to the backhand side of Bliss with a dive. He has it, throws to first, and it is not in time. And now trying to go to third, and making it there is Schmidt. And runners are at the corners for Sacramento. Bliss had to dive to field it. It was a little deeper in the hole than it initially appeared, and he had to dive in a late lunge, and he gloved it, popped up onto his feet, fired to first, and the throw tipped off the end of Todorovic's mitt at first base, rolled into foul ground, and that enabled Schmidt to advance to third. So runners are at the quarters with one out. It's an infield single for Bart. And now Alvarez is the hitter. And he swings and misses. There's strike one. I think they're just saying the runner went to third on the throw and there was no error on that play. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Stepping out of the batter's box is Alvarez. Malone ahead of the count, 0-2. He could really use a strikeout here. Well, they did give an error to Bliss on the throw that enabled Schmidt to take third. Now the 0-2 coming to Alvarez, and it is fouled back and out of play. Still no balls, two strikes. Malone ready, looking for a strikeout here. The 0-2 pitch is high with a fastball. 1-2. Pitch is swung on and popped up on the right side. This will work. It's caught by Unruh, and there's the second out of the inning. Just as good as a strikeout right there. The runners can't advance. So they're at first and third with two outs. And now Jackson Reitz is the batter. Reitz hitting 222 in 32 games for Sacramento. Has some pop with seven homers. The pitch from Malone is inside for a ball, 1-0. Malone trying to escape this jam created by a bloop double and an infield single. 1-0 pitch, fouled back. There's strike one, counts even. No score, bottom of the second inning. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 2-1. Two-one delivery, down and in, ball three. On deck is Ricardo Henavez. Well, three balls, one strike. Bart at first, Schmidt at third with two outs. Malone's pitch is swung on and hammered foul down the third baseline, and that almost hit Schmidt, who was taking his lead in foul territory like you're supposed to at third base, and he had that liner zip right by him. And Holbert Cabrera, the third base coach for Sacramento, talking about it and laughing about it now. Now time called, and Reed steps out of the batter's box for a moment. All right, we're ready to go here. Three balls, two strikes. Runners at the corners, two outs. Malone comes set. The pitch is swung on and popped up foul. First base side. Tanerowicz coming in, sliding and making the catch for the final out of the inning. Nice play, Robbie Tanerowicz. In foul ground on the first base side. And that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. No runs, two hits, one error, and two left. We head to the third. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. We go to the third inning of play here at Sutter Health Park. Robbie Tanerowicz made a sprawling catch in foul territory for the final out in the bottom of the second inning, and he leads off the top of the third now. He was actually at the plate of the second inning when Taylor Trammell got picked off first base for the final out. Here's the pitch to Tanerowicz. And it hits him. Hit him right on the left arm. And he heads down to first base, running down to first base. And Tanerowicz is on to get things started here in the top of the third inning. Hit by the pitch. Now, Riley Unroe will be the batter with Tanerowicz at first. And the pitch, Unroe tries to bunt, bunts it in the air, foul, and it lands in foul territory on the third base side. So strike one to Unroe. Unroe hitting .243 in 12 games for Tacoma with one homer. He's had a couple of big hits during his brief time with the Red Ears already. Has helped the Red Ears win a couple of games with his bat. Switch hitter bats left against Tang. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Now the 1-1 pitch. And this is ball two. Two balls, one strike. Two, one coming. And it is high and outside, ball three. So three balls, one strike. Now the 3-1 pitch. High, ball four. So Unroh draws the walk, and Tenarowicz takes second, and the Red Ears have a couple of men on due to some wildness from Kaiwei Tang. And we'll see if they can take advantage. Pedro Severino will be the batter. First, we're going to get a visit to the mound by the pitching coach for the Rivercats, Garvin Alston. And he is calling all the infielders to the mound, too, as they're having a full squad discussion here. Well, I don't know if full squad is an accurate description. Everyone on the infield is involved in this conversation on the hill. The outfielders didn't have to run in. That would be something, wouldn't it? Have a meeting on the mound and they also wave in the outfielders to have a conversation? I haven't seen that before. Well, the meeting comes to an end. And Severino is getting ready to hit. He had two more hits last night and has 17 hits in his last 13 games. Here's the pitch from Tang, and he bunts at the first pitch, misses it for a strike. Pickoff throw down to second, but breaking to third and making it there is Tenarowicz. Wow. The pitch was bunted at and missed by Severino. The catcher, Bart, on what appeared to be a set play, fired a pickoff throw to second base, and Tenarowicz just took off for third. Once he saw that throw come to second, he's like, well, I'm going to third. And he made it without even a relay throw. So runners at the quarters. And now the 0-1 pitch is yanked foul down the third baseline. Well, it's 0-2 to Severino. Tang already with three strikeouts in this game, two plus innings, and Severino, after a long wait, decides to call time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now here we go. The 0-2 pitch to Severino is outside. One ball, two strikes. Red Ears trying to break through with the game's first run here in the third inning. Tenarowicz is at third base and Unroh at first with no one out. Severino at the plate, although he is behind in the count. One ball, two strikes. And now the pitcher, Tang, steps off the rubber for a moment. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it's low and away for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is hit the other way and caught by the first baseman, VR, and scrambling to get back to the base safely is Unroh to avoid being doubled off. a liner to the right side, and VR holding the runner on at first, so he was close to the base. But you know how they, as soon as the pitch is thrown, they take a step off the bag towards fair territory, and it was hit right to him. But Unroe had a good read on it and was able to get back in without being doubled off. Still, that's the first out of the inning, and runners are at the quarters with one down for Ryan Bliss. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch to Bliss. Up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Tanerowicz was credited with a stolen base when he went to third earlier in this inning on the pickoff throw behind him at second. That was his first Triple-A stolen base. Got to make sure we mention that. This next pitch is a swing and a miss by Bliss, and he's behind in the count 1-2. Tanerowicz not a base dealer at all, but got one there. Well, 1-2 to Bliss. And the pitch is a breaking ball called strike three, and Bliss knew it, and that is the second out of the inning. Bliss has struck out looking in both of his plate appearances against Tang. Well, now the Red Deers need a clutch hit or some sort of Sacramento mistake if they're going to take advantage of this scoring opportunity here in the third. They had runners at the corners with nobody out. They're still there now with two outs. Zach Deloach is the batter. He flied out to deep right field his first time up. The pitch from Tang is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming to Deloach. And it's swung on and fouled away, and the count's even now, 1-1. Deloach, 5 hits and 12 at-bats during this series. Tang now with a 1-1 pitch on its way. Here it comes, and it's swung on and lined towards left, but Reitz is there, and he makes the catch. And the inning is over. Solid contact from Deloach, but he lines out to the left fielder. The Red Deers do not score in the top of the third. No runs, hits, or errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. No score between Tacoma and the River Cats. Ricardo Hedeves is the number nine man in the Sacramento lineup, and he leads things off in the bottom of the third against Tommy Malone. And the first pitch is swung on and fouled straight back. That's strike one. It's game four of this series. Tomorrow night's game starts at the very precise listed time of 6:37 p.m. So here's a little number up the first baseline. That's fair, and it's fielded on the second try by Tanerowicz, and he takes it to the base for the out. One away in the bottom of the third, and now Bryce Johnson is the hitter. And a best retired on a little dribbler up the first baseline. Johnson flied to center earlier. He's 0 for 1. Tomorrow, the Red Ears have Logan Allen on the hill against the tall righty Sean Jelly. And the pitch to Johnson is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Johnson swung at the first pitch his first time up and flied out. Now he takes inside, 1-1. Pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So Malone ahead of Bryce Johnson, one ball, two strikes. One, two pitch, called, strike three. Down goes Bryce Johnson, and there's Malone's second strike out of the night. He gets Johnson looking on a pitch on the inside edge. Two down, and now Luis Matos is the hitter. Matos flied out to center earlier. And the pitch from Malone is a big curveball that misses outside. One oh pitch coming. Swing and a foul back, and that evens things up 1-1. So much nicer here at Sutter Health Park tonight than the last three nights, just weather-wise. It's really a great night to sit out here and enjoy the game. 1-1 pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-1. Two on pitch, inside, ball three. Three one pitch, swung on and fouled back. Full count, 3-2 to Matos. In just his third game since being optioned back to AAA by the San Francisco Giants. Hit 241 with a homer in 50 games in his first opportunity in the big leagues. 3-2 pitch is swung on and popped up a foul behind the plate. Severino is going to have room, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the bottom of the third inning. Malone sets down the side in order. We head to the fourth. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento as we head to the fourth inning of play here at Sutter Health Park. Jake Shiner, Taylor Trammell, and Cooper Hummel to bat this inning against Kaiwei Tang, who's thrown 51 pitches through three innings. And here's his first pitch to Shiner, and it is taken outside for a ball. Tang is another of the Giants' starting pitching prospects who rarely goes five innings. 1-0 pitch, swung on and fouled out of play. Rangers have three base runners, two walks and a hit by pitch, but no base hits yet. One pitch coming, and it is slider for a strike, 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch is high, 2-2. Two coming. Inside, ball three. So Shiner works the full count. It was this point in the game yesterday that Shiner hit the homer for the first run of the night. He swings and misses now with the full count pitch. And that is strike three and strikeout number five for Kaiwei Tang. One out at the top of the fourth inning, and now Taylor Trammell will bat. Trammell walked in the second. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip. Next pitch popped up. Actually, this is going to be fair on the infield. And the shortstop, Fitzgerald, makes the catch. Trammell out number two on an infield pop-up. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Rainiers have hit some balls hard in this game but don't have any hits to show for them. Pitch is swung on, hit high in the air to right center. Giving chase in the alley is Johnson, still going back, as is the center fielder Matos, who makes the catch on the warning track. And Hummel is retired, and that does it for Tacoma in the top of the fourth inning. Three up, three down We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Sutter Health Park. Tyler Fitzgerald, Casey Schmidt, and David Villar to bat this inning against Tommy Malone. And Malone has allowed two hits, no walks, two strikeouts through three innings. First pitch to Fitzgerald is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Malone on the first base end of the rubber into his motion, and the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss and a change. There's strike two. We'll take a look at what happened around the PCL last night. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, and down goes Fitzgerald, and one man is out at the bottom of the fourth. Malone with his third strikeout. Second time he's gotten Fitzgerald. And now Casey Schmidt will bat. He hit that bloop double in the second inning, 1-for-1. Last night, Vegas beat Reno 7-3 to stay tied in first with Tacoma in the second half standings. Now the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. The catcher for Vegas, Kyle McCann, hit two homers, both solo shots, giving him 14 on the year. And Kevin Smith's been swinging a hot bat. He had three hits. Oh, here's a high fly to deep left center. Angle on the move towards the track at the fence, and he can't get it. It's off the wall, and the ball bounces far away. Schmidt's on his way to third. The throw comes in, and he's in there with a stand-up triple. Angle went back on the ball to the fence, tried a leaping catch at the wall, didn't make the catch. The ball hit the fence, bounced back in towards shallow center field, a long way from Angle. And Schmidt gets a triple as a result. So the Red Ears have to bring the infield in with the runner at third and one out, and David Villar at the plate. Schmidt's first triple of the season. And the pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. One pitch, swung on, lined into left, base hit. Scoring the first run of the game is Schmidt. Stopping at first base with a single and an RBI is David Villar. And the Rivercats lead 1-0. So Villar drives in the run. Runner at first with one out now for Joey Bart. So Vegas is tied with the Red Ears at first. They'll be at Cheney Stadium starting on Tuesday for a six-game series. They have a young starting pitcher who's given them a boost, who I'm sure we'll see at some point next week. Here's one inside. His name's Joey Estes. He's just 21 years old. He's a prospect the A's got when they traded Matt Olson, the slugger, to the Atlanta Braves. Estes yesterday for Vegas, pitching in Reno. Tough place to pitch. Allowed just two hits and one run in 5 2/3 innings. So here's one inside to Bart. Two and oh the count. Malone now with his next pitch, and it's low ball three. Round Rock kept pace with Tacoma and Vegas by beating Sugar Land last night 6-3. Davis Wenzel with a two-run homer is 23rd. And the Round Rock bullpen, their strength, went 5 2/3 scoreless innings of one-hit ball yesterday in Sugar Land. 2-0 pitch, or 3-0 pitch, pardon me, just barely misses low ball four. It's a walk, first walk issued by Malone. VR takes second, and the Rivercats have a run on the board here, and something developing with two on and one out for Armando Alvarez. Salt Lake beat Oklahoma City 9-5 last night in Salt Lake City as Michael Stefanik had three hits and three runs batted in. And Kevin Padlo had two hits and drove in three. Malone now with the pitch to Alvarez. Inside, and it nearly hit him. He stepped out of the way. A fastball down and in. Oklahoma City in the second leg of a 12-game road trip that started with the six games in Tacoma and moved on to Salt Lake. They are 1-8 over the first nine games of their road trip. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. And here's hoping for a double play ball in the infield. Now the pitch is popped up into shallow right. Over is Deloach, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. So Alvarez flies out to the right fielder. A high fly. Two down, and now Jackson Reitz will be the hitter. One other game yesterday, Albuquerque mashed out 17 hits and beat El Paso 9-5 last night at Isotopes Park. Coco Montes had three hits and a homer. Same for Hunter Goodman, three hits and a homer. Goodman just up from Double A in the Rockies system, slugging catcher. Oh, here's a deep drive to left field off the bat of Jackson Reitz. Way out of here to left, up onto the roof of the clubhouse, which is beyond the left field fence. A three-run shot for Jackson Reitz. His eighth as a Rivercat. And that opens things up considerably. It is Sacramento 4, Tacoma nothing. Reitz jumped all over that pitch. And it's a no doubt about it homer. Got a fastball and just yanked it out of here. So 4-0 Rivercats, and now the pitch to Henevess. Popped up foul behind the plate. Severino over, and he can't get it. It's just out of reach. Oh, and one the count to Henevess. Well, the Red Ears are going to need to get the offense going, which so far has not generated anything in this game. It doesn't even have a hit yet after Tacoma had 15 hits last night here. But a lot of baseball to be played here tonight. And the Rainiers know they'll be seeing the Rivercats bullpen for much of this game, or at least the remainder of this game. So here's one down and in to Henevess. Tang, the starter for Sacramento, hasn't gone more than five innings this year. 1-1 pitch is popped up in the air on the right side, and on the outfield grass is Unroe, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But 4-run score for Sacramento on 3 hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. We go to the fifth. It is Sacramento 4, Tacoma nothing.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, we go to the fifth inning, and it is 4-0. Rivercats lead the Red Ears. The 3-run home run by Jackson Reitz, the big hit here. And we'll see if the Red Ears can chip away at this deficit in the fifth. They don't have a hit yet against Kaiwei Tang, who had 51 pitches through 3 innings, but then retired the side in the fourth on just 9 pitches. He throws to Adam Engel, leading off the fifth, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1. Tang typically comes out around 85 pitches, so he has a chance to go longer than 5 innings for his first time this year. 0-1 pitch is called a strike on the outside edge. Engel looked like he was considering a challenge, but decided not to. So no balls, 2 strikes to Engel. Twilight time coming here in Sacramento. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. And Tang has his 6th strikeout. One away. And now Robbie Tanerowitz will be the batter. He was hit by a pitch in the 3rd. And he reached 3rd base with no one out, but got stranded there. Tanerowitz looks out towards the mound. Here's the pitch. And it's taken outside for a ball. Swung on, hit in the air to right, and moving towards the alley is Bryce Johnson, and he's there to make the catch. Tanerowitz is retired, and there are 2 outs in the top of the fifth, and now Riley Unroe will be the hitter. Unroe walked earlier. Now the pitch taken outside for a ball, 1-0. One-oh pitch. down low. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Check swing, and he held up in time. 3-0. He'll be taking all the way here, I believe. And the pitch is inside. Ball four. Unroh draws a two-out walk, and that's the second free pass that he has drawn tonight. He's aboard with two away for Pedro Severino. Severino, part of the frustration in the third when the Rainiers had runners at the quarters and no one out, he lined out to the first baseman. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Severino's been swinging the bat well recently. It's actually gone on for a while now. One old pitch on its way. And he swings and fouls one off. 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Now a swing and a foul. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Up high for a ball, 2-2. Now the 2-2 swung out and fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. Rainier's looking for that first hit of the game still. Now the pitch is up high, ball three. Unroh will be off with the pitch with the full count of two outs. There he goes, and the pitch is swung on and popped up into shallow left center. Going back, Fitzgerald, and he can't get it. It drops in. Coming around third is Unroh. He's going to score on a pop fly single off the bat of Pedro Severino. And the Rainiers are on the board. It is 4-1. The runner was on the move with two outs in the full count. It's twilight time here. The ball was popped up into shallow left center. The left fielder, Reitz, was probably closest to it, but he didn't see it in the twilight sky. The shortstop Fitzgerald and the center fielder Matos did, but they just couldn't get there and it fell in. So Severino will take it, a pop fly RBI single. The Rainiers are on the board and it's the first hit of the game for Tacoma. And now the pitch to Ryan Bliss is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Severino picks up his 16th RBI for the Red Ears this year. 0-1 pitch inside. It brushes back Bliss, and the count's even, 1-1. On deck is Zach DeLoach. One pitch over the head of Bliss into the backstop, and Severino will take second on the wild pitch. That one was a curveball from Tang that must have slipped out of his fingers or something, because it went over the head of Bliss into the backstop. Two balls, one strike to Ryan Bliss. Rivercats have bullpen action going on. They have a lefty loosening up. And now Tang steps off the rubber for a moment. Looks like Sean Newcomb is warming up. Next pitch, swing and miss by Bliss. Counts even, 2-2. Two pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Bliss strikes out, and that does it for the Red Ears in the fifth, but they get a run back. One run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Halfway through it, it's Sacramento 4, Tacoma 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Four-one, Rivercats lead the Red Ears. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Bryce Johnson, Luis Matos, and Tyler Fitzgerald to bat this inning against Tommy Malone. This is the start of the third trip through the lineup for Malone, who allowed all four runs last inning. Here's the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike one. Johnson's 0 for 2. He is flat out to center field, and he is struck out. Now the next pitch is strike two. Next offering, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Johnson, who looked completely befuddled by Tommy Malone. And that is Malone's fourth strikeout of the night. One away. And now Luis Matos is the hitter. Matos, right-hand batter. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Next delivery fouled away. Oh, and two, Malone out ahead again. And this pitch is outside for a ball. The 1-2 offering to Matos. Swung on, popped up foul. This is coming towards the booth. A little short. Which is fine. Don't really need foul balls in the broadcast booth, bouncing around, landing on the equipment, knocking us off the air, hitting me in the mouth. We don't need any of that. It's fine if they don't come in here. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Matos. Next pitch swung on and fouled back. Now a swing and a pop up on the right side of the infield, and this is going to be caught by Unroh, the second baseman. So Matos pops up, two away in the bottom of the fifth, and now Fitzgerald will be the batter. Gerald is 0 for 2 with two strikeouts against Malone tonight. Four-one Sacramento, two down at the bottom of the fifth. And Malone's pitch is bunted at and fouled. Strike one. Pitch waved at and missed, strike two. Time called by Fitzgerald, who had his 8-game hitting streak end yesterday, and today 0 for 2 with two strikeouts, and Malone ahead of the count here, and the 0-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on and hit in the air to shallow left center. Coming in on it is Hummel, and it is Engel calling him off, and Engel makes the catch. The center fielder with the grab, and Sacramento goes in order at the bottom of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the sixth. It's Sacramento 4, Tacoma 1.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information. Provac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
We go to the sixth inning of play here at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. It is Sacramento 4, Tacoma 1. But the Red Ears no longer have to deal with Kaiwei Tang. The Sacramento starting pitcher limited the Red Ears to just one hit through five innings, but he has come out of the game. Tang went five innings, one hit, one run, walked three, struck out seven. The new pitcher is the veteran lefty Sean Newcomb, former starter for the Atlanta Braves, who is trying to get back to the big leagues as a reliever. 3.14 ERA in 16 appearances for Sacramento. First pitch is a breaking ball to Zach Deloach inside, ball one. Newcomb is a multiple inning reliever, usually goes two innings in an appearance. We'll see if he does that today. Now the 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 1-1. Deloach is 0-2. He's flied out to deep right and lined out to the left fielder. Now the 1-0 is hit down the left field line, and it is a fair ball going into the corner. Reitz chasing it down. Deloach is on his way to second, and he'll stop there with a leadoff double. Right here's have their second hit of the night to Zach Deloach with the double down the left field line. And for Deloach, that's his 22nd double of the season. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. He's 0-2 with two strikeouts. Newcomb's pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is outside for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Pitch is outside for a ball. So 3-0. And it's a called strike now to Shiner, 3-1. Next pitch called a strike. Full count, 3-2. Now the 2-2 is hit the other way into right, coming in and making the catch is Bryce Johnson, and Deloach had no choice but to hold at second base. So one out, and now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell has walked and popped up so far. Left versus left here. And the pitch is swung on and looped out into shallow center. That's going to get down for a base hit. Coming around third is Deloach. They're waving him in. The throw from Matos goes off the mitt of the catcher, Bart, into the backstop. And Deloach scores, and Trammell goes all the way to third. And the Red Ears make it a 4-2 ball game. An aggressive send by third base coach Eric Ferris that works out. Deloach was really running hard. And Ferris said, let's go for it, and waved him around. And Matos, with a perfect throw, would have gotten him, but it wasn't a perfect throw. Kind of a high arcing throw. And the catcher, Joey Bard, had to reach high up, maybe even leave his feet a little bit to try to catch it. And it deflected off his mitt and went back to the backstop. And now a little number up the third baseline off the bat of Hummel, and it is fielded by Newcomb, but he has no play. Trammell, however, couldn't do anything other than stay at third, but Hummel is on with an infield single. Runners at the quarters now with one out for Adam Engel. Full swing there by Hummel, and just a little roller up the third baseline that he beats out. Here's the pitch now to Engel, and it is taken for a strike. So 4-2, tying runners on with one out. Here's the 0-1 from Newcomb, and it is inside for a ball. They did on that Trammell play charge an error to Matos, the center fielder, for the throw that enabled Trammell to take third. So that was the second error of the game for Sacramento. There goes the runner. Pitch is down and in, and no throw. Hummel steals second base, and that's big. Now the Red Ears have the tying runners in scoring position. So Hummel has his 26th steal of the season. Now the corner infielders are in, middle infielders back. And the pitch is grounded left side, fielded at third by Alvarez. They throw home, put the tag on Trammell, and get him for the second out of the inning. And Trammell kind of hobbling towards the dugout. We hope he's all right. He hustles in there sort of one-legged, and he's immediately greeted by the trainer, Eric Quinney. Well, Trammell thrown out at the plate, 5-2 on the play. Hummel now at third, and Engel aboard at first on a fielder's choice. So runners at the corners with two down. And here's Robbie Tanerowicz. In the dugout, Trammell now on his feet and walking back and forth. So I think he's going to be all right. Here's the pitch to Tanerowicz, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. We'll see if Engel now tries to steal second base so that the Rainiers would once again have the tying run in scoring position. Newcomb with the 1-0 to Tanerowicz, and it is outside, 2-0. Engel holding at first base. Hummel down the line from third, 2-0. Good hitter's count for Tanerowicz. Quick toss to first. Engel dives back in safely. Now Newcomb cup set. Here's the 2-0 pitch on its way. No, another toss to first. So that's the second pickoff move, which means Engel will be able to take a rather large lead here if he wants. Newcomb can't make another pickoff move unless they get the out. Otherwise, the runner is awarded second. And the 2-0 pitch is outside, ball three. Engel wasn't going there. 3-0 to Tanerowicz. Two outs, runners at the corners. 3-0 pitch is called a strike, and it's 3-1. 95-mile-per-hour fastball from Newcomb. Now the 3-1, there goes Engel, and it is high ball four, so that loads the bases. Tanerowicz draws the walk, and they're loaded up for Riley Unruh. Well, he's had some big hits recently and has the opportunity for another big hit right here. Riley Unruh up with the bases loaded and two outs in the top of the sixth inning with the Red Deers trailing 4-2. He's walked in both of his plate appearances today. They were against the other pitcher, the starter, Tang. First pitch is a curve that drops in there for a called strike. Now the 0-1 down in the dirt and blocked, and the count's even 1-1. So 1-1 to Unruh. Now the pitch is swung on, hit up the middle, but fielded on one hop by Schmidt, the second baseman, and he feeds Fitzgerald, the shortstop, for the force out at second base. And that wraps up the top of the sixth. Red Deers settle for one run on three hits. There was an error, and there was three runners left on base. So we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Red Deers have tightened it up a bit. It is Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2. Tommy Malone's first pitch to Casey Schmidt is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Schmidt has doubled and tripled in this game, 2-for-2. The 1-0 pitch is down low for a ball, 2 balls, no strikes. Malone with the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, bounced towards short. And Bliss scoops it up, throws to first for the out, and one man's gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. Now David Villar will be the batter. We'll check out our Meritor Farm report. Some interesting notes from the lower levels today. We'll start with the Double-A team, Arkansas. They did win yesterday. The Mariners, affiliate of the Texas League, beat the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate Amarillo on the road in Texas, and Logan Warmoth had 3 hits, 3 runs batted in. There's a strike to VR. And Alberto Rodriguez had 2 hits, 3 runs batted in. Outfielder Isaiah Gilliam hit his 22nd homer for the Mariners Double-A team. As here's a swing and a foul back by VR. Advanced Class A Everett had a rough one last night, just 4 hits, lost to Hillsborough 7-1. Did have a 10-strikeout performance by starting pitcher Raul Alcantara. Here's one up and away to VR. But the interesting one, because there was, well, for a couple of reasons, was the Modesto game. That's low A ball, young kids in the California League. Sears a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes VR at a breaking ball from Malone. That's strikeout number five for Malone. And now Joey Bart is the hitter. The Mariners Modesto Club beat Fresno, the Rockies affiliate, 18-1 yesterday. Total lopsided win. They scored eight runs in the second inning, and that's where the rarity occurred. Modesto's catcher is named Freddy Bautista. Here's a pitch in for a strike. He hit two triples in one inning. In the eight-run second inning, the catcher did. Now, he's not totally strange to triples, as here's one in for a strike. He's now hit six triples this year, so, you know, he's young. He hasn't slowed down as a catcher yet. But two triples in the same inning for Freddy Bautista last night for the Mariners Modesto affiliate, part of a three-hit performance for him. They also had a grand slam from Lazaro Montes last night. 0-2, up and away, 1-2. And a hot hitter at Modesto is Luis Suispo, who had three hits with a three-run homer, four runs batted in. 1-2 pitch to Joey Bart. Up high, 2-2. And one of the Mariners' first-round draft picks this year, Ty Pete, a second baseman. He had a four-hit game in the Arizona Complex League last night. Two singles, double, triple, four runs batted in. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Joey Bart goes down swinging, and Tommy Malone has retired seven in a row, including the side in order here at the bottom of the sixth. Three up, three down. We head to the seventh with the score, Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the seventh. It is Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2. Rainiers, we're down 4-0. They've cut the deficit in half. We'll see if they can do some more work on it here in the seventh. Pedro Severino, Ryan Bliss, and Zach Deloach to come to the plate this inning against the left-hander Sean Newcomb. Severino had an RBI single in the fifth. He's 1-for-2. He's at bat. Well, the first pitch to him is outside here for a ball. The time he hit the ball hard, he made an out in the third when he lined out to first, and then the time he hit a flare into shallow left center is when he got his hit. He swings and misses for a strike, 1-1. So ball and a strike to Severino. And this one is swung on and bounced foul third base side. 1-2. Mariners won today. A big, big day for the Mariners today. They shut out Houston 2-0. The 1-2 is lined to first and caught again by the first baseman, VR. Second time Severino's hit the ball over there and had VR catch it today. So one out in the seventh, and now Ryan Bliss will hit. Bryce Miller, 6 1/3 scoreless innings. Andres Munoz, the save. The Mariners hit two solo homers, Julio Rodriguez and Mike Ford. They beat the Astros 2-0. So there's a breaking ball outside. And Julio had four hits in the game. He just continued his unreal run he's been on this road trip. This last pitch being challenged by Sacramento, and they lose the challenge. The pitch was indeed a ball, so that's the first lost challenge for the Rivercats today. And it's 1-0 to Bliss. Next pitch is down low, two balls, no strikes. The Mariners win their game. That's four in a row. They're 12 games over 500 now. And they moved into playoff position today. So now the 2-0 is outside ball three. They passed Toronto in the wild card standings because the Jays lost a 1-0 game in Cincinnati. 3-0 pitch is a strike. And the only run of that game scored on a homer in the bottom of the ninth by the Reds rookie Christian Encarnacion Strand. They won 1-0, and Toronto is now out of the wild card picture for the moment. So there's one in for a strike. And the Mariners hold the number three wild card spot. Furthermore, they're only 2.5 games behind Houston, who has the number two wild card spot. Here's a swing and a foul back by Bliss. Full count to the right ear shortstop. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's swung on and looped into shallow right. On comes Johnson. He dives and makes the catch. What a grab. Bryce Johnson robbing Ryan Bliss of a base hit with a great diving catch, but he is holding his wrist. I think he is in some pain out there, and here comes the trainer for the Rivercats as Bryce Johnson holding his left arm. He came racing in, made the diving catch, the glove hands on his left arm, and it, on the video, it looks like he immediately grabbed his left elbow after rolling over. And the trainer is checking him as Johnson is seated on the outfield grass in shallow right field. Great catch, but it may have come at a cost for Bryce Johnson and the Rivercats as their trainer, David Getzoff, is out there looking at Johnson right now. And Johnson appears to be in some pain. Dave Brundage, the manager, has gone out there as well. And we'll see what happens here, but a great play by Johnson. He still isn't up on his feet. He's seated in an upright position on the outfield grass while the trainer looks at his arm. Now he's up on his feet, and he's coming out. He is going to head back to the dugout. And it looks like Brett Wisely is going to replace him in right field. So Wisely will go out to right field. Johnson walking off with the trainer and manager Dave Brundage. Well, two outs and no one on base for Zach DeLoach. The new Sacramento right fielder is Brett Wisely. And DeLoach stands in. The pitch from Sean Newcomb is a breaking ball in for a called strike. 0-1 the count. DeLoach doubled and scored last inning, 1-for-3. Right here's trail 4-2, two outs top of the seventh inning. And the pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. DeLoach behind in the count. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and popped up foul, and that'll get into the seats out of play on the third base side. Still 1-2 to DeLoach. Now Newcomb is set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way. And it is a called strike three on the outside edge. DeLoach immediately challenges, so we'll see what the automated ball strike system has to say. And here it comes. It was indeed a strike on the outside edge, so DeLoach goes down looking, and that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. The Red Ears go in order, three up, three down. We head to the seventh inning stretch here in Sacramento. It's Rivercats 4, Red Ears 2.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and it is 4-2, Sacramento leading Tacoma. Tommy Malone out to work the bottom of the seventh. He has been in there since the start. His second time this season pitching into the seventh inning. And the Red Ears have bullpen action just now beginning behind him. Malone's pitch to Alvarez is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. I think that's Ryan Jensen warming up in the pen. Next pitch to Alvarez is skied to center where Adam Engel is gauging it, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the seventh inning. So one down. And now Jackson Reitz is the hitter. Reitz hit a three-run homer in the fourth. That's the big hit in this game. Malone's pitch is a breaking ball outside, ball one. Now the 1-0 from the lefty, swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Malone's retired the last eight batters to come to the plate. Here's his 1-1, and it is called a strike at the knees. 1-2 now, and Reitz calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. One-two pitch coming. And it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now this one is high, ball three. So three balls, two strikes. Next pitch from the lefty is down and in, ball four, and it's a one out walk. Reitz heads down to first base. Second walk issued by Malone this evening in 6 1/3 innings. And he's now thrown 90 pitches. His season high for pitches in a game is 94. Henevest now the batter. And Malone's pitch is over for a called strike. First pitch changeup. Four, two, River Cats, bottom of the seventh. 0-1 pitch from Malone. Swung on and popped up into shallow left. Coming in is Hummel. He's there. And he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Henevest flies out to shallow left. Two down, and now Brett Wisely will be the batter. Wisely just entered the game at the top of this inning defensively in right field after Bryce Johnson left the game following his diving catch in shallow right field. He injured his left arm on the play. There goes the runner. Pitch is a strike. Throw down to second base. They got him. The tag applied by Bliss, and he tags out Reitz. Caught trying to steal second base, and that wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. Malone matches his season high, seven full innings here tonight. No runs, hits or errors, and no one left. We go to the eighth. It's Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
On we go to the eighth. It is Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2. New pitcher for the River Cats, the lefty Raymond Burgos is in from the bullpen, and he's on in relief of Sean Newcomb, who went two innings, allowed three hits and one run, and it was earned. He walked one, struck out one. So Burgos, the third pitcher used by Sacramento in this game, second from the bullpen. He is in his seventh appearance for Sacramento, and he's allowed 11 runs in 11 innings in his brief time at the AAA level, so see if the Rainiers can get to him. It's going to be Shiner, Trammell, and Hummel to bat this inning. Shiner's been quiet tonight, 0 for 3. And Burgos' pitch is an off-speed pitch outside, ball one. Rainiers fell behind 4-0 in the fourth. Scored a run in the fifth and one in the sixth. Now the pitch is outside. Tacoma getting RBI singles tonight from Pedro Severino and Taylor Trammell. But Jackson Reitz is three-run homer in the fourth that puts Sacramento up 4-0 at the time. That's the big hit in this game at this point. 2-0 pitch inside, ball three. Shiner out ahead of the count, 3-0. Rainiers would love a leadoff walk. Why not? 3-0 pitch. In for a strike, 3-1. Fastball there from Burgos at 91 on the gun. Now the 3-1 pitch from the left-hander is on its way. And this is a called strike. Count goes full, 3-2. Burgos pitched in the series opener on Tuesday and surrendered three runs in two innings of work. But he's battled back here and brought the count full. Here comes the payoff to Shiner. Swung on, bounced to the left side, and fielded by Fitzgerald, the shortstop, and he throws out Shiner at first base. And one man is out at the top of the eighth inning. Jake Shiner grounds out to shortstop. Taylor Trammell will now be the hitter. Trammell's one for two with a walk and an RBI single. This is a left versus left matchup, Burgos against Trammell. Trammell standing in, windmilling the bat, looking out towards Burgos. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Reminder, tomorrow night's game starts a smidge earlier. First pitch is set for 6:37 p.m. That's a weird time, but it's a TV game here locally, and that's what they're doing. Here's a swing and a hard shot to first, fielded by VR, and he takes it to the bag himself, and two men are gone in the eighth. A hard one hopper right to the first baseman. That'll bring Cooper Hummel to the plate with two outs and no one on. Hummel, one for three, had an infield single in the sixth. Here's the pitch from Burgos, and it is low for a ball. Yeah, tomorrow's game, a TV game, but it's on a local station here in Sacramento, so I don't believe there's any way to get that feed back home in Tacoma unless you just stream the MILB TV feed, which will be the same production. 2-0 out of Hummel. 2-0 in for a strike, 2-1. Of course, the MILB TV feed is not a freebie. Two-one pitch to Hummel. Called a strike, and Cooper asked for a challenge. He thought it was low. We'll see what the robot umpire has to say about this pressing issue. And The robot umpire says that that pitch caught the very outside bottom corner of the zone, that last little area. And so it was indeed a strike, and the Rainiers lose a challenge for the first time today. It's 2-2 to Hummel. Burgos with the pitch, and it swung out and fouled off on the first base side. Still 2-2. Two coming again, outside, ball three. Full count. Payoff pitch, pulled down the left field line, hooking towards the corner. It is a foul ball. Waved foul by the third base umpire, Matthew Bates. So it is still a full count to Hummel, who was running out of the box like he was shot from a cannon. He was going to make sure he had extra bases on that, and it just went foul. So he's walking back to home plate. He got all the way to second, so he's walking back to the plate to continue this at bat. Full count, three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on, grounded towards short. That's scooped up by Fitzgerald. Throw to first, in time for the out on a close play. And the inning is over. The Red Bears go down in order on three infield grounders in the top of the eighth inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knot hole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth, and the Rainiers trailing Sacramento 4-2. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Riley O'Brien, in to work the bottom of the eighth. Tommy Malone matched his longest start of the year today. Went seven innings, allowed five hits, four runs all earned. Walked two, struck out six, 94 pitches, which matched a season high for Malone. O'Brien's first pitch to Brett Wisely is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Wisely, Matos, and Fitzgerald to face O'Brien, who's in his 40th appearance of the year tonight, to 2-4 with nine saves, 2.93 ERA. 0-1 pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. O'Brien hasn't pitched in a while. This is his first appearance of this series. He last threw on Saturday at home, getting the final outs and a win over Oklahoma City. 1-1 pitch inside, and it hit Wisely. And so he is being awarded first base. So Wisely hit by the pitch. He's on, and now Luis Matos will be the batter. O'Brien pitched on Saturday against Oklahoma City. Didn't pitch in the 10-inning games on Sunday against Oklahoma City that the Rainiers won 3-2, probably because, you know, he didn't want to use them back-to-back games. He pitched multiple times in that Oklahoma City series, but then did not pitch in any of the first three games here. As here's a swing and a miss by Matos. And the reason he didn't pitch in any of the first three games of this series is none of them were close. All three games blowouts. And O'Brien is the guy that John Russell likes to use in close games. 0-1 pitch on its way to Matos. And it is taken for a strike on the outside edge, 0-2. Now the 0-2 on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. There's the first out of the eighth inning. Now this is a close game, 4-2 in the eighth inning. But even then, this isn't a situation that they normally use O'Brien, trailing by two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. But he hasn't pitched in 6 days, so they use him here in the eighth to get him some action. And if he has a quick inning and the Rainiers come back in the top of the ninth, he could stay in longer because, you know, he hasn't pitched in a while. Here's his pitch now to Fitzgerald, and it's taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Runner at first, one out, and the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, bounced slowly to the right side, fielded at second by Unruh, flips it to Bliss just in time for the force out on a close play at second base. Unruh flipping it to Bliss, and they get the force out on Wisely. The fans thought he might have been safe there at second base. It was close, but we're going to trust the umpire's opinion because he was standing right there looking at it. Had a better view than any of us, right? Well, I don't know. I now have replay in the booth. Let's see here. Yeah, they got him. Definitely out. No homerism. I'm serious. He was out. All right. Here's a pickoff move to first, and in is Fitzgerald safely. Schmidt, the hitter. He's doubled and tripled, 2-for-3 with a run scored. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. O'Brien now ready with his 0-1 pitch on its way. And it is outside for a ball. 1-1. In the ninth, the Rainiers' scheduled hitters are Engel, Tanerowitz, and Unruh. Another pickoff play. This one's close, but back in safely is Fitzgerald. So that's two pickoff moves during this plate appearance. Fitzgerald takes a healthy lead. 1-1 pitch to Schmidt is outside for a ball. Two-one pitch, swung on, bounced slowly to third, charged and fielded and juggled by Shiner, and everyone is safe. It was a tough play for him, charging in, and he could not field it cleanly. He was trying to charge it, glove it, pick it, you know, field it with his glove and then grab it with his throwing hand and ended up juggling it. Infield single credited to Schmidt. He is now single, doubled, and tripled today. Two on, two out for David Villar. Dangerous hitter, Villar. One for three with an RBI single in this one. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch inside into the backstop, and the runners will move up on the wild pitch. Fitzgerald takes third and Schmidt down to second. Well, suddenly this becomes a big batter here. Rainiers can still get out of this inning with no run scoring, but Sacramento could get two runs with a single. And it's a two ball, no strike count to VR. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side, 2-1. If you're thinking about the intentional walk here, I'm sure it's crossed John Russell's mind, but Joey Bart's on deck. He's been swinging a hot bat. 2-1 the count to VR. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away, and the count's even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. O'Brien's battled back in the count. O'Brien is ready. The 2-2 pitch. Just a bit low, ball three, 97 mile per hour fastball. Fitzgerald at third, Schmidt at second. First base is open, two outs. Three balls, two strikes to VR. Riley O'Brien comes set. And the payoff pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. He got him with his curveball, and down goes VR, and that wraps up the eighth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two runners left on. We go to the ninth. It is Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
On we go to the ninth. It is Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2. New pitcher for Sacramento to try to close it out, Nick Avila. Their closer, Eric Miller, pitched yesterday in the 9-0 game in the ninth inning because he hadn't been used in several days. So instead of going to him, Dave Brundage goes to Avila, who has one save this year. Avila, though, leads all of pro baseball in wins, 14 wins. We keep talking about this, but it's such a fun little stat. 14-0, all of his wins out of the bullpen, because Sacramento starting pitchers rarely go five innings and qualify for the win, so the win has to go to someone. And Avila has 14 of them. Here's his first pitch to Engel. And it swung on. It bounced up the middle and ranging to his left field to get Fitzgerald. Off-balance throw to first in time for the out. And one man is gone in the ninth inning. That ball hit up the middle, a bouncer. If it was just hit a little bit harder, it would have gotten through into center. But Fitzgerald able to range up the middle and field it. And had no time to spare, rifling a throw to first and got Engel by half a step. One out, and now Robbie Tanerowicz is the hitter. And here's down two in the ninth inning. Tanerowicz is 0 for 1 in this game. He takes a strike. He has walked, and he has been hit by a pitch. On deck is Riley Unruh. 0-1 pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. 95-mile-per-hour fastball from Avila. His league-leading 45th appearance out of the Sacramento bullpen. 1-1 pitch on its way. And it is bounced slowly to short. Charged and fielded by Fitzgerald. Slings it to first in time for out number two. The Red Ears are down to their last out. Riley Unruh comes to the plate. He's 0 for 1 with two walks and a run scored today. Sacramento leading 4 to 2. The Rivercats trying to even up this series at two games each. Unruh just trying to get on base somehow and get the tying run to the plate. The pitch from Avila is on its way, and it swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Should he reach base, the Red Ears have Pedro Severino on deck. He has hit a couple homers recently. Got to get Unruh on, though, just to get the tying run to the plate. 0-1 pitch on its way. And it's pumped in there for a strike. 0-2. Nice cutter there from Avila. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch. High for a ball. Unruh laying off. One ball, two strikes. Now Avila ready again. Here comes the 1-2. And it is outside with a breaking ball. 2-2. So he's brought the count even with two outs in the ninth inning. Rainiers with just four hits in this game today after getting 15 hits last night. You never know what you're going to see from day to day. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's the ball game. Sacramento wins it. 4-2 is the final score. And this series is tied. Two games apiece going into game five tomorrow, which will begin at 6:37 p.m. exactly. Rivercats take it 4-2 is the final score. We invite you to stay tuned. The Tacoma Red Ears post-game show is coming up next.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Rivercats beat the Red Ears tonight 4-2. Fans waiting for the fireworks show here in Sacramento. I think we can do our post-game show here despite the fireworks. I think it'll work out. So let's plow forward, shall we? Rivercats 4, Tacoma 2, the final. Tommy Malone on the mound for the Red Ears today. And Malone had a very good outing, but there was just the one little hiccup in the fourth inning that ended up proving to be decisive. This game was 0-0 going to the bottom of the fourth. The Red Ears didn't get a hit against the Sacramento starter Kaiwei Tang until the fifth inning. Malone allowed just two hits going to the bottom of the fourth, but with one out at the bottom of the fourth, Casey Schmidt tripled off the wall in left center. The Red Ears had the infield in, and David Villar then laced a single into left field, and it scored Schmidt, and Sacramento was up 1-0. Malone walked Joey Bart, but then he got Armando Alvarez to fly out for out number two. Had an opportunity to get out of the inning with just one run scoring. That didn't happen, though. Jackson Reitz, the normally a catcher for Sacramento, but today started in left field. He launched a three-run homer onto the roof of the clubhouse, which is beyond the left field fence here in Sacramento. His eighth homer of the year, and the Rivercats were ahead 4-0. And as it turned out, that was the hit of the game. It decided this one. The Red Ears did rally for a run with two outs in the fifth when Riley Unroe drew a walk, and he was running on a full count pitch to Pedro Severino, and Severino hit it into shallow left center field, a flare that fell in, and Unroe was able to score all the way from first because he was running on the pitch, and that was the Red Ears' first hit of the game and first run of the game, making it 4-1. In the sixth, against reliever Sean Newcomb, Zach DeLoach led off with a double. And with one out, Taylor Trammell singled him in to make it 4-2. And the inning continued with Hummel hitting an infield single. And at that point, the Red Ears had runners at first and third with one out. And Hummel stole second base. So the tying runners were in scoring position. But Newcomb got out of that inning without any further damage. And the Red Ears didn't get another base runner for the rest of the game. Newcomb set down the side in order in the seventh. Raymond Burgos did so in the eighth. And Nick Avila, three up, three down in the ninth. And Sacramento won it today. 4-2 was the final score. Final totals for Sacramento, 4 runs on 6 hits. They made 1 error, left 4 on base. Tacoma, 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, left 6 on base. Winning pitcher is Kaiwei Tang. He is 3-4 for the Rivercats. Avila the save his second. Malone takes the loss. He falls to 5-2. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 24 minutes, and the attendance, 6,663. With the win, Sacramento is now 50-67 on the year, and the Red Ears fall to 63-55. Game 5 of the 6-game series is tomorrow night at 6:37 p.m. We'll start our pregame show, I guess, at 6:27. We always do it 10 minutes early. Weird start time. We'll figure it out tomorrow. But, yeah, right around 6:25, we'll be starting the pregame show. Logan Allen will be on the mound for the Red Ears. Sean Jelly, the ready on the hill for Sacramento. Rivercats win it 4-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rivercats beat the Red Ears 4-2. Fireworks show going on here at Sacramento right now. And let's get to our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Red Ears might have lost today, but it was a great day for the organization. The Mariners shut out the Astros 2-0 and moved into playoff position in the American League. The M's getting 6 1/3 scoreless innings from Bryce Miller. Julio Rodriguez, 4 more hits, including a home run. Mike Ford hit a solo homer, his first in nearly a month. And the Mariners shut out Houston 2-0 and passed Toronto in the wild card standings. And now the Mariners hold the third wild card spot in the American League because Toronto got walked off dramatically in Cincinnati 1-0 on a homer in the bottom of the ninth by Cincinnati Reds rookie Christian Encarnacion Strand. That was the only run of the game, a pitcher's duel between Jose Berrios and Brett Kennedy for the Reds. And, 0-0 to the bottom of the ninth, and Encarnacion Strand hit one out. So the Reds help out the Mariners, beating Toronto today. And Seattle now has a half-game lead over Toronto for the last wild card spot in the American League. Other finals today in the American League, Detroit and Cleveland make it up a rainout yesterday, split a doubleheader. Detroit won the first game 4-2 as Tarek Skubal allowed one run in 6 innings and got the win. Seattle U product. Miguel Cabrera drove in a run in that game. He tied Mel Ott for 11th on the all-time RBI list. And Cleveland beat Detroit 4-1 in game 2, getting all 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning. Will Brennan with a big hit, a 2-run double. Also in the AL, the Red Sox beat the reeling Yankees 8-3 at the stadium. The Yankees have lost 6 in a row. Masataka Yoshida with a 3-run homer for the Red Sox. The other AL games are in progress. Tampa and the Angels are tied 6-6 going to the bottom of the ninth inning in Anaheim. Shohei Ohtani hit a grand slam early in that game. The Angels were up 5-1 in the early innings, but now 6-6 in the bottom of the ninth. And Baltimore's hammering Oakland 9-4 there in the eighth inning in Oakland. A few interleague games today. Kansas City beat the Cubs in a day game today at Wrigley 4-3. Bobby Witt Jr. is on a tear. He had a go-ahead homer in the sixth for the Royals. The Brewers toppled Texas 9-8 down in Arlington. Carlos Santana with a go-ahead 3-run homer in the seventh inning for the Brewers. And the Twins got 6 scoreless from Pablo Lopez, and they beat the Pirates 5-1. Lopez has pitched 19 consecutive scoreless innings for the Twins. And the White Sox were at Coors Field in Colorado, and they did not have fun today because the Rockies absolutely hammered them 14-1. Peter Lambert for the Rockies allowed one run in 7 innings and got the win. Ezekiel Tovar, the rookie shortstop, had 2 hits with a homer, scored 3 runs, and drove in 3 runs. And in National League games, Washington scored 6 runs in the fourth with C.J. Abrams hitting a 3-run homer. And they beat the Phillies 8-7 despite 2 home runs by Kyle Schwarber. Atlanta shut out the Giants 4-0. Spencer Strider, 7 innings of 1-hit ball with 10 strikeouts. Michael Harris with 4 hits for Atlanta. The Mets got a game-opening homer from Brandon Nimmo and went on to beat St. Louis 7-1 in St. Louis. Also had a 3-run shot from Jeff McNeil. The Padres just beat the Diamondbacks 4-0 in San Diego. That game just ended. I don't have any details on it yet. And the Marlins and Dodgers are still going at Dodgers Stadium. And the Marlins are putting the hammer on the Dodgers, 11-9 in the bottom of the seventh inning in L.A. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Sacramento. The Rivercats knock off the Red Ears 4-2. We'll be back with more after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, the Red Ears drop this one in Sacramento tonight, 4-2, the final. Good pitching for both teams, obviously, with a score like that. Tommy Malone just had the one mistake pitch there to Jackson Reitz that was hit out for a three-run homer in the fourth inning, but the Red Ears couldn't overcome it. Tacoma had just four hits tonight, and interesting pattern in this series. We've played four games here. The first game, the Red Ears scored 18 runs on 17 hits, obviously won that one. Game two, just two runs on five hits, lost that one. Then came back in game three yesterday, nine runs on 15 hits, easy win. And now today, back down again, two runs on four hits and a loss despite good pitching in this one. And the Red Ears are now 2-2 in this series going into game five tomorrow. If the trend continues, the Red Ears are going to pile up the runs tomorrow. We'll see if that happens. Sean Gelly starting for Sacramento tomorrow. The Red Ears usually hit him pretty well, so that could indeed occur again tomorrow. I look for the bats to bounce back tomorrow in Game 5 of this series. Red Ears entered play today tied in first in the second half standings with Las Vegas. Vegas is winning right now, but they're only in the seventh inning. It's Vegas 4, Reno 2, low-scoring game at Greater Nevada Field in Reno. And they're only in the seventh, so that one could still go either way. Other games today, Round Rock beat Sugar Land again, 8-3. They actually just tied the Rainiers with that win. And Oklahoma City won a game for the first time in a while. They beat Salt Lake 6-1 behind Landon Neck. And El Paso was a 7-5 winner at Albuquerque. All right, we'll see if the Red Ears can bounce back tomorrow night. Again, a made-for-TV start time of 6:37 p.m. We'll start the pregame show at about 6:25 or so. And the Red Ears are sending Logan Allen to the mound against Sean Gelly. That is tomorrow evening, 6:37 first pitch from Sacramento. That'll do it for today's game and today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Sutter Health Park. Once again, our final score today, Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2. Have a great rest of your Friday night.